This is the Lord's Prayer. The prayer that he taught us to pray on the Sermon in the Mount was not his prayer. It was a prayer that he taught us to pray. Though there were elements of him in it. For he couldn't say, forgive our sins, could he? But this is the Lord's Prayer, chapter 17. And as we consider these, we consider them with great reverence. Because we get a look in at this relationship between Father and Son, this eternal relationship, God, Father and Son, eternal, in the eternal Spirit of God speaking. Do you want to look on him? Do you want to hear God speak? We've just heard the Son speak to the Father. And so the title, I suppose, of this message is Father and Son. Father and Son. The glory of God. Father and Son, the glory of God. And I just want to put this to us this morning. The question. What is the glory? What is it? What is the glory of God? Do you want to glimpse it? Do you want to see it? Well, it's expressed throughout all creation. But actually, the glory of God is here in the person. And I want to say this morning, the glory of the Father is in the Son. And the glory of the Son is in the Father. And their glory together is in the eternal and Holy Spirit of God. There, let me say it again. Right there, the essence of God's glory. Well, we can look at the glory of one thing and we can look at the glory of another in his creation. Whether they be angelic beings, whether they be stars and planets and galaxies, and all these express something of the glory. And they all spin around God, who's the centre of unbroken praise. All spinning round. But do you look at those and go, oh, the glory? No, you look right into the person of the Godhead. That's where the glory is to be found. That's where the glory is to be known. It's in that relationship. Father and Son in the Holy Spirit. And I suppose I just want to this morning glorify God. This is all Jesus wanted to do. This is why he came. Father, glorify me with yourself. Glory. Have you been in meetings where people are going, glory? No, probably not. Well, I have. They can't glory. I mean, they're looking at the glory of God. It's found here in this relationship. And the miracle of it all is that we are brought in. And that glory that God shares with no other. He said it in the Old Testament. My glory I share with none. He's shared with us in Christ. That glory. What's the glory? The glory is in the relationship. The glory is in our sonship. For the glory of the Father is in the Son. And his glory is glorified again and again in his children. The glory of God. This Father's Day, all I want to do is glorify our Father in heaven as just a little one of his sons. A little one of his sons. Father and Son. Well, I wonder what springs to mind when you think of Father and Son. Could it be Cat Stevens? There's Matthew. Is it Matthew and Son too? Father and Son. Cat Stevens. Where the Son seeks to find a way to leave his Father. I tell you what, do you hear the undercurrents coming through? Coming through the songs of this world. The songs of the spoiler. They come through, Father and Son. Oh, he did it so well. What a song that was by Cat Stevens, wasn't it? But so the opposite of what Christ came to do, which was to make a way to the Father, make a way. He laid himself down as the way. And we said it before a number of weeks ago, the infant to the infinite, as Son of Man, so that we, as sons of men, could become sons of God, you see. This is the glory of it. This is the glory of salvation. This is salvation. Do you think heaven's a destination? I want to tell you, heaven is a being. It's not a destination that we attain to. It's a being that we live in. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. I'm jumping ahead all over the place here. We're supposed to be starting with Cat Stevens, but what do we want to talk about him for? I was thinking of another song that he wrote, Peace Train. Do you know it? Peace Train. Peace is not a train that we jump on in some hippie fit. Oh, they're great songs. But the Lord would have us tuned in to the eternal song of songs. That song that's been singing from eternity to eternity, everlasting to everlasting, the song of songs. Do you know what it is? It's the song of the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit from everlasting to everlasting. There's the glory. And this is what all of creation declares. In their different, multifaceted ways, this is what we should be declaring as his body, as his children, the glory of God. And I've glorified it in you, my Son, my only begotten one. I glorified it in you. And I'm going to glorify it again, he said, didn't he? When just before Jesus died, glorify your name. Jesus said, and the voice came out like thunder, audibly. I've glorified it, and I'm going to glorify it again. Son, I've glorified it in you, your life. I'm going to glorify it in your death. And I'm going to glorify it in your resurrection. And I'm going to glorify it in your ascension. And I'm going to glorify it over and again in all those sons that you're bringing to glory. Oh, don't come in. Don't be about the peripherals. Get into the heart of what this is all about. That they may be one in us. We didn't have time to read the whole prayer, did we? But it's there. that they may be one in us. This is the glory, oneness with God the Father. Too many are finding a way to run from him, but Christ made a way for us to be one with him. When my father died, he laid there on the bed and we sang songs and we read scriptures. And I saw him pass into eternity. And I looked into his eyes and I saw God. What? Blasphemy! That's what they cried to Jesus. I saw God. I'm not saying he was God, you know that. But the substance of God in him. I've got a wife and I've got children, but as I sat there and glimpsed into God, oh, Father, that I would die with you. I'd have died and passed in. For that's where my heart is, to be with my Father. I can't explain it all, it was wonderful. Was he a perfect Father? No, far from it. And I think we could all say that. I'm far from a perfect Father. And so the image is marred and the name is profaned. And there are many stories, as we've sung. Many stories people could tell of the Father that are marred and torn and profaned. But Christ came, the everlasting Father, that we might see. That we might see our Father as he is, the express image. Do you want to see him? Look right into the face of Jesus and you'll see the everlasting Father. He who had no beginning, he that has no end, the everlasting Father. How else could he be Father if he didn't have a Son? The everlasting Son. Father and Son, from everlasting to everlasting. Always was, is, and always will be the family of God. And the wonder of it all. Are you there? Are you with me? Are you... Have you ascended somewhat? Are you ascending somewhat as I speak these words? Not words engraved in stone or ink on parchment, but written in the blood of Christ. This is the love letter of God. This is his love letter. Yes, this echoes it, and it's true from cover to cover. But I tell you this, the love letter of God isn't written with ink on a page. That's theology and dead letter to many, but it was written in blood. And the Lord God, our Father in heaven, would engrave it on every single one of our hearts. Oh, give me the tablet of your heart that I might write this into you. My son, my daughter, my children. Let me write this in you. Let me breathe my spirit, for this is the spirit that I breathe. I breathe the Holy Spirit of God, and I would breathe that Spirit into you that you might be born. Now many of us are going, yeah, he's done it, and I'm breathing, and some of us are going, I can't. Oh, breathe. Breathe. Breathe it in. Let God write his sonship into your heart, for he wrote it in the blood of Christ, his son. Do you see it? Do you know, when you fall in love, you don't want to be with anyone else, do you? When you fall out of love, you can't bear to be with that one. You'd rather be with any. But when you're in love, you don't want to be anywhere. Do you know, oh, a love letter. A love letter from your loved one is the most treasured possession. You would give everything away, but keep that. If you know what it is to love. If you love yourself, you may not. Oh, the love of God. We've been welcomed in. Oh, amen. A love song without beginning or end. A love song that's been sung from everlasting to everlasting. A love song revealed to us through God's love letter to the world. We can read about it here in this book. So many scriptures we could reference. So many written for every one of us. And we had the privilege of reading, sorry, hearing and reading. The Father's love letter, personal to every single one of us. I just want to refer, if there's time this morning, to just a few lines. A few lines of this love letter. And in doing so, I pray that it would open the door to his dwelling for each and every one of us. That we might be consummated into this divine relationship with the Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit. That we might be fully assured of our Heavenly Father and therefore our sonship. And to know that we truly are his children, predestined before the foundation of the world, born again of his Spirit, not just called, but chosen. Did you know that? I don't want you to think of God like this. Oh, I'll have that one. Ooh, I don't want that one. And that one. I'll have that one. And oh, yuck, I don't want that one. Please don't think of him like that. But know this, as God looks right into your soul, you're chosen. You're not just called. I didn't just call you, says the Lord, I chose you. I chose you to be a part of this glory, a part of this family of God. To be my children and to walk in my ways and to bring pleasure to me. Have you ever felt God smile at you? Have you ever felt that? Not like a kind of like, oh, I'm a goody, goody, goody. Not like that. I remember once I was driving down the road. I've done that many times. And I didn't need the convertible for this. But it was like heaven was open and my Father peered out of the sky at me and smiled. A big smile. Here's one of my sons. Ah, and in him I'm well pleased. I wasn't particularly doing anything good. And there was much to be desired in my life, to be honest. I wasn't the most moral. But I don't know, somehow, I don't know why, but he took pleasure in me. I've known his chastening too. The touch of God, whether it's a caress or whether it's a correction. Oh, give me your touch. Touch me, Father. Touch me. Not like fallen fathers have done to their daughters or sons and marred and destroyed their understanding and image of who I am. Oh, for fathers. Oh, for fathers that know how to handle their children, that know how to caress them right and know how to correct them rightly, that they might see, though it be in a glass dimly, they might see me for who I am, for my name has been blackened and dirtied through the ages. Oh, for fathers. Oh, give me them. Give me children. You remember that scripture? Give me children or I'll die. The desperation. Was it Rachel? I can't remember which one said it, Hannah. Give me children or I'll die. There it is coming through the beating heart of God. Oh, son, you can see it right there in the very beginning. Before the worlds were made. Give me children. Give me children. Give me them. And so it all plays out. The canvas of creation. It all plays out, but here it is in the great travail of life. Birthing children. Birth, you're born, they're born. Oh, what joy, and though there be some agony and pain in it, actually the truth is my son took all of that out of it. And even in the fire, you don't need to be burnt. And even in the sorrow, you can experience joy inexpressible. These are the realities. He's touched it all, you see. He's touched it. He's touched sorrow. Therefore, in our sorrow, we can have joy. The travailing of this birth. You wondered why life is so hard, travailing. All the contractions are coming. They're not Branxton Hicks anymore. Is that how Branxton? I used to cook, yeah, whatever they're called. Pickles, Branxton Pickles. They're not, yeah, God. Here they come. You know, and if you've had children before, here I am speaking as a woman. If you've had children before, if you haven't, you might be like, oh my word, oh no, is this all going to work out fine? But if you've had them before, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you've had them before, oh, you'll go through it for the joy. You know it's coming. And as the contractions come, and they come, and they come, and they come, and they come. The pain and the, but there it is, the birth. Give me children. I'll go through. And there it is, you see. There it is, son. Will you open the way for these to become my children? Will you open the way? I'll go and I'll do it. I'll go. I'll become a man. And I'll journey, that journey from infant to infinite, that you might have full family. What? Just creation? This isn't about angels. He was made a little lower than angels for a time, but now he's seated in heavenly places. Where are you? Do you feel a little lower than angels? I want to tell you there's a place for you in the heavenlies, high, above these angelic beings. This is what it's all about. This is why Satan hates you. This is what he wanted. And he couldn't bear it as he looked upon it. And he saw the Son and the Father relationship. Oh, well, this is what I want. This isn't for you. This is for them. This is what it's all about. This is where the warring is. Oh, I'm going to snatch them. You're not snatching any out of my hand. You work your works, Father of lies. But these are sons born of my Spirit. These are sons truly. Do you see it? Do you see how it all maps out? It's all about this, the glory. We're running out of time and I've got to stop, and there was so much more I wanted to say. Scratching the surface. That's a terrible word. But, oh, there's so much more. If only, oh Lord, if only I've just set this door ajar for you this morning. Do you want your daddy? I'm not being irreverent when I say that. Do you want your heavenly Father? Do you want him? I do. I'm just a boy. And I want my dad. I'm not just talking about my earthly dad, though I can't wait to see him. I want my dad. That dad that he gave himself to, that the Father might shine through him. I said in a glass dimly, as I experienced my Father, I thank God for him, though he wasn't perfect. I saw something, and I glimpsed something, and it got hold of my attention. It got hold of my heart, and though I might have wandered off, and though I might have needed a wallop from time to time, and though he failed here and failed there and distorted the image here and there, I don't say these things disrespectfully, but I saw something through him. Maybe it was because I honoured him. I don't know. First commandment with a blessing, honour your father and your mother. But I saw something. And it gripped my heart, and I tell you, I don't want anything else. I've got a beautiful wife, I've got beautiful children, but my love for him. Oh, give me him. Oh, that I might be with him forever and ever and ever. And that my children might come to know him. And that my wife might come to know him. For we're all children. Oh, Father. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. Get that word mansion out of your head. Dwellings. dwelling places and there's room for you? Are you soiled in sin? I want to tell you there's a room for you. In my Father's house I made it. And I'm coming to you again and again to receive you to myself. I do this by my Spirit and by my word, that you might be with me forever and ever and ever. Go through my children, says the Lord. Go through, pass through. Here's the door for you. Most dwelling places have a door, don't they? That you pass through, cross the threshold. If only I've just opened it a little for you, and you've gone. And it's ajar. Do you know what? All you need to do is press. All you need to do is knock. And it will be open to you. I wanted to say this, just to close. Many ask, less seek, not many knock. Jesus said, ask and it will be given. Don't stop there. Yes, ask for your daily bread, but don't stop there with the gift. Go on to seek the giver. Many ask of me, but few choose to seek me. And those few seeking, I promise that they'll find if they keep seeking me. Just as I promise that if they keep asking, I will give. But I give that you might become a seeker of me. And then I'm found by you in measure that you might know what it is to knock at my dwelling place. And enter in, I promise you this, I give to those who ask. And I'm found by those who seek me. And I will open the door to the most intimate part of me. I'll open the door to my beating heart, who I am to you, if you'll knock there. Will you knock? Will you knock there? My welcome, I can hear it. I can hear the knocking. And I'm saying this, come in. Come into the joy of the Lord. This is where it's at. This is the glory. This is eternity. This is full salvation. Step in, cross the threshold and enter into this relationship in its fullest measure. Father, Son, in the Holy Spirit of God, Father and Son, Father and Son. Can you separate them? Can you go, there's the Father and there's the Son and there's the Holy Spirit. Can you put them into a hierarchy? Can you? Can you give it a word, Trinity? Well, that word's been given to stop heresy, but it doesn't do it justice. Father, Son and Holy Spirit. And the miracle of the glory is this. It's for you. Do you want to be my child? Or you are my child. So I want you to know what it is. I want you to dwell here. I want you to live here. I want you to enter here. Do you want to glorify God? It's in this relationship. Live in the relationship and God will be glorified. People will get saved. Do you want to do works of evangelism? Well, go on then. They don't really work. But if you stay here, if you abide in this place, my name will be glorified and people will flock to me. That's the truth of it. Oh, we need a good preacher. We need a good preacher. No, you don't. Oh, we need a good worship leader. Thankfully, we've got one, but you don't actually need it. You just need this. And stay here and it'll all happen. Oh man, I wanted to sing a song. It was touched by my Father's hand, and it was an experience that I had with the Lord many, many years ago. But I'm not going to do that. We're going to close by singing Great Is Your Faithfulness. We need Claire to do this one. I just want to encourage us, you know. Oh, go on, enter into it. It's for you. You're my child. You know, I think of Sammy and Becky and, you know, they just want to play with toys. They're not really interested in me much. Would you believe it? They just want to play with toys. And when Nanny comes, they just want to eat her chocolate. And when Grandma comes, they just want to play with her games. And then when Mummy comes, they just want their tea. And, you know, and poor me, neglected. Oh, if only they knew. And I just think, you know, I just think about us as God's children and the Father going, I know you love those toys. I know. And it's okay for you to play with them. It's all right. It's all right. Oh, but just once in a while, come and sit on my lap. Come and hold my face. And look into my eyes. Come on. Come up here. And be with me. This is the part of growing into sonship, isn't it? You know, we're a baby. Gaga, poo-poo. And then we become children. We're playing with our toys. And this is great, all this Christian thing. And then we grow up and we become young men and women. We know what it is to do a bit of fighting in the playground. I'm talking spiritually. And we're growing up and then... But do we know what it is to become father? Do we know what it is to enter into this relationship? Oh, come on, my children. Put the toys down Just give me a shot. Let me win and captivate your heart. And as I lead you through and as you grow in these things, you won't want to be anywhere else. For this is heaven. I am. Amen.